Since we had our Bible readings, I finished the church history class. The most intense, the most elaborate church history classes that I've ever done outside of the seminary. I'm sure that it has at least 20 or 30, 40 more classes than one a year. And it was 2 hours a week that we, 2 50-minute sessions a week that we're supposed to do in the seminary. And I went way beyond that, probably maybe 30 to 50 classes more, and we really enjoyed it. But we're back here in the Word of God. We're doing the Gospel of Mark. We're doing our Bible readings, but we're doing, by request, we're doing the Gospel of Mark from Greek. So we're going back and doing that a little bit. I've done all of the New Testament once from Greek. And this one, you're just getting a little extra. You're getting some other material besides what we did in the Greek classes. So we're going to read it from Greek, and we're going to translate it. And we'll have our Amplified Bible here someplace. Right here, I believe. Yeah. And we can do that also. 6:53 is where we're going to start. Because they had not understood the miracle of the loaves, 52, because they had not understood the miracle of the loaves, how it revealed the power of the deity of Jesus, but in fact their hearts were hardened, being oblivious and indifferent to his amazing powers and works. When they had crossed over the sea and reached the land of Gennesaret and anchored at the shore, they got out of the boat, and immediately people began to recognize him. And they ran out throughout the surrounding countryside and began to carry around on their mats those who were sick to any place where they heard that he was. And wherever he came into villages and cities in the countryside, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces and pleading with him to allow them to just touch the fringe, the tassels of his blue cord on his robe. This was his genealogy, by the way, that was embroidered in there. And all who touched it were healed. Now that's where we're going right now in these classes. And we will look at this. I'll keep my books from falling apart here. We'll look at this from the Greek now. Kai, dia perizontes, epi, tain, gain, elthon, ace, Gennesaret, kai, prosu, Proser re miste son. And having crossed, therefore, upon the land, they crossed over the Sea of Galilee, and then epitain gain, upon the land. They went unto Gennesaret, and they were anchored. Now let's go back and look at some of these words. Kai, of course, that's page 208 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon, which I haven't written down there yet. And having crossed through, here we have a nominative plural masculine. They all did this. These are the subject. Having crossed through. It is first aorist, so it's particular action, but it is a participle, which means there was a process coming up to this, and this was a punctiliar, a point time action that happened. It was completed. They crossed over and through. Upon the land, epi, page 153-54 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon, that means upon the land. The land, the gain, the dry ground. That's what gay means there. Gain, tain, gain is accusative singular feminine. And it says, and they went. And they went. Or they came. That's the third person plural, second aorist indicative.
active. They came. That comes from Erechemai, by the way. Ace. Ace here, the grammatical idea of ace, extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. You go up to, through, upon, under, all the way through it, whatever. The action, that ace there, it means they went throughout Gennesaret, all throughout Gennesaret. Upon the Gennesaret. Now, the Galilee there means the whole circle. So now he's going, how many cities were in Galilee, by the way? Around the Sea of Galilee or the Lake Gennesaret? It was 10 cities, and they all had about 10,000 people. So there's about 100,000 plus people following him all around. That's a big group, people. 100,000. Because they'd find out he was over here, and then they'd just flock from that area to another area, and they'd follow him. Now, epitangē there, by the time this manuscript was written, and this is one of the first books in the Bible, written before AD 70, probably AD 67. But a lot of the land had been destroyed. A lot of the cities had been destroyed. And epitangēn was something that was added later on. It's actually in parenthesis. Because they wanted to explain later on where he went. Upon the land. Not on the seashore, the lip of the seashore, but upon the land. And they went or came unto Gennesaret. And Kai, they were anchored there. Their boat was anchored there. Third person plural, first aorist, indicative passive. Their boat being anchored. That means tros or mizo, having been anchored. The oldest manuscripts omit epitangēn in Mark. They found the manuscript at the Sea of Galilee, at the Dead Sea there at the cave, the Qumran caves. And this manuscript read here, this was the oldest copy of any New Testament scriptures. This is before AD 70 when it was there. They had copied this manuscript from the Greek. And it omitted epitangēn in this manuscript because that they wanted to see how things were added later on to the scriptures. The Bible is inspired in Greek. But even when you study the Greek language, you go back and you find and you study the families of manuscripts, and sometimes you can find a little addition like this. This is a perfect example of how an explanation was added into some of the scriptures. Kai. XL thonton. Alton. Ek, tu, ploiu, euthys, epi, notes, alton. Kai, again, page 208, if you're looking long. By the way, if you don't have one of these interlinears to follow me with, email me, and I will email you a link to download it so you can download this manuscript. I cannot afford to send them out. It cost me $10,000 to copy the whole New Testament in PDF form in these books that I have written, along with all the others also. And so you can have this if you want this manuscript. And you can follow along with me at home, wherever you are in the world. And having come out, them out of the boat, immediately, epignosis, having known him. Immediately, the people on the seashore, having known him. When they saw him, when they heard his speech, when they saw these fishermen that had quit fishing and they'd been preaching instead, having come out, genitive plural masculine, second aorist participle active, coming out of them, out of the boat, when they came out of the boat, the cities just absolutely flowed unto them like a wave. Immediately, that word boat there, phloion, by the way, is a small boat. This is not a ship or something. It's a small boat. These are probably 25 foot or so boats. They're fishing boats. Immediately, euthus. That's a little adverb there that Mark is extremely fond of. He uses this over and over again. Two things that he uses in his writings. Well, actually more. There are three things that he uses. He is a Hebrew. John Mark was the one that went with Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas was his uncle. And John Mark went with Barnabas with Paul, and they went on their mission trips. And they were running into a lot of Gentiles. Well, John Mark, like the Jews of his day, did not want to rub elbows with the Gentiles. They were unclean. And he finally left and went back and left the mission. Paul got really angry with him and would not forgive him for a long time because they had deserted them on the mission field because he was Peter's disciple. And Peter was a strong Jew. Nothing clean, nothing common or unclean ever touched my lips. They were in the book of Acts, you know, 10th chapter. And the God of heaven had to say, Peter, what God has cleansed do you not call common and unclean? The Jews were no better than the Gentiles when they were saved and added to the churches. They were all on equal ground. The Gentiles were not dirty, unclean anymore. But they were saved just like the Jews. All of them were getting saved one way, by believing that Jesus Christ came into this world, that He died, and that He was buried, and He rose again. He died for our sins and rose for our justification. And having come out of the boat, immediately, they knew. Now this is the subject here. They knew them. They knew Him. They knew them. They epi in those days. The word epi on the front of that strengthens, makes it stronger, the verb stronger. So having thoroughly known, having known Him by His actions before, to completely fulfill and completely understand, they knew who He was. They had heard about all the miracles. 6:55 now. Peridramon. Holane. We got a word whole right out of that word too, by the way. Holane. Tain. Koran. Akanane. Kai. Exonto. Epi. Tois. Krabatois. Tus. Kakus. Akontes. Periferane. Hopu. A kuon hote esten. Now look at this here. Having run about, that peri a dramos, that's the word. It comes from a word treko. Treko, we get our word trek out of that. When you go on a trek, when you go on a walkabout. And having run about, third person plural, secondary, indicative, active. In other words, they did this. They're running from all over. You can see the action in this. Mark, being a Hebrew, wants to bring the Hebrew language into the Greek. And the Hebrew language is a language of action. And the imperfect tense, the aorist, participles, that little word euthus, immediately, these are all actions. So he twists the Greek language up to bring about the Hebrew idea to some extent. Having run about, holane. Holane means the entire. Entire. That's a accusative singular. That's a little pronoun there. Running about the whole entire country, Quran, the country, that that country, and conjunction again, they began, or they started picking up people on crabatons. The word crabaton means a pallet. It we get our word a pallet or a stretcher, a portable bed. Portable beds, and the ones kakos. Kakos means they have some type of sickness or weakness. They're ill in some way. They're in bad sick. They're so sick that they won't get well. They're not going to get well. It's terminal. This is a terminal illness here. A terminal illness. They have these terminal illnesses. They're not going to get better. They're having these. That having there, ekontes, it's a present participle active, accusative plural masculine. To carry about, periphron, the word that comes from peri, that means around. And then we have the word pheron, that means to bear around. That's a present infinitive active, and it means they kept on doing it. That's an infinitive. Where? They continue to hear that he is. They continue to hear, third person plural, imperfect indicative active. See the Hebrew brought into this? The imperfect tense. They kept on hearing about him being over here. They were over here in South Fish Lake Valley. They were over here in North Fish Lake Valley. They were in the central of the valley, so to speak, here, or in Bakersfield, or Arvin, or Taft, or Lamont, Weed Patch, Oildale, wherever he was, they would begin to carry, and they keep on carrying these people to him. And they carry them on portable beds, stretchers, wherever they heard that he was. 656 now. Kai hopu on. Ace peru eto. Ace komas. A ace poles. A ace argus. En tes agudres. Eti tesan. Tus. Athenuntos, kai peri ekalon, auton, hina, kai, or hina, kon, tu, prospedo, tu, himatiu, autu, hopsonte, kai, hosoi, on, epsanto, auton, eso, zonta. That's a long verse there. And a conjunction again, page 208. This is a continuous sentence here, basically. And where, ever, that word aim there, or on, wherever, that's a little conditional particle, by the way, there. Wherever, if he continued to enter. Third person plural. In perfect indicative middle, he continued or kept on entering. That's ace, orumai, unto villages. Ace, extension, limitation, or verbal action. He would go throughout the village. That word ace there, they could have put in. Instead, epsilon nu, page 137. Ace is page 119. Put that down there too. Ace means all through it, thoroughly. He absolutely just went through the whole area. He went to the villages, the komas. That's the little burgs that are like Lamont and Arvin and Weed Patch. Little suburbs. And into the villages, or into the polis, into the cities. Into the suburbs, or into the main part of the cities. Or, that little correlative there, or A, ace, extension, limitation, thought, or verbal action again. Unto the agrus. Agrus, it means the, that word, we get our word agriculture from that. And this means the farmer's markets or whatever. He's going into the countryside. He's going out by the farms, the agrus, the fields, in the markets. In, there's preposition, page 137 there. In the marketplaces, in the farmers' markets. And they placed, or they stood, third person, plural, first aorist, indicative, active, that comes from the word tithemi, by the way. And they stood, the ones being ill. They placed them, they stood them. The ones ailing, the ones being ill, that's the accusative, plural, masculine, that they were being acted upon. Present, participle, active. They placed the ones being constantly, terminally ill. This means terminally ill. They were going to be that way. They're going to stay that way from now on until they died. Having been terminally ill, and they kept on begging him and calling out to him and pleading with him. Third person plural imperfect indicative active. That comes from para and kalio. This is where we get the word paraklete, the comforter that walks beside and comforts us. And they kept on begging him. They kept on calling out to him in perfect tense again, bringing in the Hebrew idea. Him, accusative singular masculine, third person pronoun, auton, hina, in order that, if even the cross pedo, the fringe, the little purple fringes hanging down off of his, basically, his family genealogy. They wore these clothes. It was a robe. It was part of their clothes. It was hanging down toward the ground, and it would be, and on there would be their genealogy. And it was telling his genealogy. The fringe to himatiu. Of the, that's genitive singular masculine, definite article, to, and then garment, hamatiu, genitive singular masculine, the garment belonging to him, out to, that's genitive singular masculine, third person pronoun. The garment belonging to him, that they might touch, third person plural, first aorist, subjunctive middle voice. Now, third person plural, that means they. Okay, it's subjunctive. Subjunctive is what we call the maybe mode. If they might or might not. If they could get close enough to him, they would touch his garments. He didn't need to touch them with his hands. If they just touched the clothes on his back, they would be healed. The power of God was in him. The deity of Christ was emanating from him. That they might touch him. Subjunctive and middle voice for themselves. They wanted to do this. These people, some of them were just absolutely paralyzed. Some of them, they'd have to put their hand out there. Their hands would just be laying out there. They couldn't even move their bodies. They were totally paralyzed, some of them. And so they would walk by, put them out there someplace, and when he walked by, his robe would just touch over them, touch their hands or touch their foot or something. And immediately they would be cured. That they might touch. That comes from the word opto there. Third person plural, first aorist. That's punctiliar, very nice, sharp punctiliar. As soon as they, in some way, contacted his clothing, they would be healed, if they could do it. Subjunctive mode, middle voice. And, hosoi, on, as many as, and that's a conditional particle again there, the on is, hosoi, that many as, they touched him for themselves. Third person plural, first aorist. It didn't take but a touch. Salvation is when God touches your soul forever. When God touches your soul, you are saved forever. That's something. It's done. When they touched him, third person plural, when they touched him, for themselves, they were They kept on being healed. They kept on being saved. When God tickles your soul with His Spirit, touches it. When He moves your soul with His Spirit, when you convey your sins and your love to Him, you have been saved forever. And He begins to affect your life, your mind, your soul, your spirit. Your spirit of rebellion is replaced by the Spirit of God in you. You're indwelt by the Spirit of God. They were healed and kept healed, and they were saved and kept saved. Third person plural imperfect, the indicative passive, it's passive, it's done upon us. We can't save ourselves. But when they touched Him, the power of God, the deity of the universe, completely healed them. And the word there is sozo. Sozo means I save. They were saved. They were saved and they were healed. Now they had to die again. They had to die. They got old. They got died. Maybe they were old when they brought Him to Him. But all of them died again, except they died saved. They were saved forever. The second death doesn't touch you. The first death doesn't affect you in all reality, because you're saved forevermore. You're saved forevermore. What a story, huh? We're up to the seventh chapter. And he begins to condemn the Mishnah and the Talmud. He begins to condemn their fathers because they twisted up the Word of God from its plain meaning to their interpretations. And their interpretations were more important than the Word of God. Well, God was healing people, wasn't He? Through Jesus, His Son. He came and showed them what He could do physically for them and what He could do eternally for them. Now, Jesus healed these people for His credentials. These were His messianic credentials. It says, I am Jehovah that came unto you. The word Jehovah means He who shall become. In John 1 and 1, it says, NRK, ain ho logos, kai ho logos, proston theon, kai ho logos, ain theos, in Greek. It says, in beginning, He kept on being the Word. The Word there means Jehovah. That is a Hebraism, again, from John's writings. Kept on being the Word, the Jehovah. And Jehovah kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. That's what the second sentence says there. And then the third sentence is, because Jehovah kept on being God. John 1:14 says, Kai ho logos sarx ageneto. Kai ho logos sarx ageneto. And the Word, the Jehovah, fleshy became and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. This is grace as a gift. Full of grace and truth. John 1:18 says, no one has seen God at any time but the only begotten God, the one being in the one leading Himself out, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led Himself out. It said, it's explained it, but in Greek it says He led Himself out, middle voice. He led Himself out of eternity into space and time to save us. To save us. And He showed all of these miracles that He did to prove that who He was. He proved who He was. Now, do we have miracles today? Sure, we have miracles today. God still works miracles today. But we don't have the gift of miracles to go lay hands on things and people to raise the dead or anything like that. We don't have that miracle. But we have the ability and the right to pray for our loved ones. Sometimes He raises them up and sometimes they go on to be with Him. My cousin went home to be with the Lord Sunday. He's there, he wouldn't come back, and I can assure you. Only what the thing would say is, come where I'm going. The Word of God is a beautiful
manuscript. It's a beautiful instruction manual for us. It tells about God. It tells about man. It tells us who God is, and it tells you who you are. I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how much you think you're perfect. You couldn't get to heaven without being saved. There's no way that we can walk in the presence of heaven. And these people thought they could. They thought they were good enough to just say, God, move over. Here I am. And that's what he's going to condemn in the next class. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and your glory. Please use it. Touch people's lives, I pray, to salvation and to commitment and to love you more each and every day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your inspired word here we're dealing with now. Please forgive me where I fail you. Use your word wherever it goes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.